thank God it's
Friday.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Kevin.
All righty, well, good morning, Health, Wealth, and Freedom team. It's Friday. Another whole week under our belt, and golly, it's been an exciting week, all kinds of fun stuff going on. A lot of great information out there, a lot of great posts. I've been watching some posts from Eric Coover out there and Kathy. There's a lot of excitement going on. We'll share that here in just a minute or two. You know, it's a lot of things happening in Isagenix land, and gosh, guys, you know, you can look yourself in the mirror and say, yeah, I'm part of that. I'm part of that. So give yourself a big pat on the back for making that decision. And what a great week worth of calls, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of different, you know, a lot of different ideas out there going down this launch party week, and a lot of things shared, and I hope that you're writing those things down and taking them to heart and actually putting them to practice, because that's what it's all about. That's why we do these calls. And I was reminiscing a little bit yesterday, I thought, was it yesterday or Wednesday, and I was thinking to myself, you know, gosh, I remember the days when Susan used to man this call every single day and come up with something different to talk about every single day. Then, of course, little by little, she would put a call out there to somebody else, and somebody would take over. Carolyn would take over for a day, or I would take over, Kenyon would take over for a day, and all of a sudden now all five of us have different days, and Susan is just a guest every now and then doing her own thing, and things really grow from that. But I remember in the very beginning, guys, when Susan would ask for people to step out with wins and gratitudes, that people would fight to be recognized. People would fight for Susan to say, pick me, I want to leave those chair. And now when we ask, it's like crickets. And it's like, oh, my goodness, where have those days gone? And the celebrations haven't stopped. I know that. People are still having victories. But I think what has happened is people have heard some of the big victories out there, and they think some of their little wins don't count. And I'm here to tell you guys this morning that it's a simple fact that you woke up today and that are on this call is a pretty good win to me. I mean, I think that's a pretty major win. So I'm just here to just give you a little prod, perhaps, and that's to say that when the trainers step out on this call in the morning, we're looking for energy, we're looking for excitement, because we need to be built up too. We need to be driven a little bit, and by you guys coming back with some exciting things to talk about, whether it's be that you love the grass, you love that it rained last night, or whatever it happens to be, we need that. Those crickets kind of, they're a downer kind of. I'm just here to tell you that. I'm just being honest with you. So I'm going to ask you this morning to step out with some wins and gratitudes, and I'm hoping that somebody's fighting for the front of the podium. That's all I'm asking for. So who wants to be first this morning?
Me.
Who's that?
Melanie.
All right, Melanie, then we're going to go to Barbara Lee.
All right, so I've got six gratitudes, and three of them are incredible people who have been with me in Isagenix for about a year, but they decided last week to step back into, I want to get back into production mode. I want to grab my 90-day game plan. I want to go for, you know, some going for crystal manager, some for manager now, but one is actually going for crystal director. She was a manager before. So that's six. I mean, that's three of them. So I'm really thankful for that. And then the other three is, just like everybody else, I'm out there connecting with people to let them know about our launch party tomorrow. And in the last couple of days, I was out in the community, and I've had three women who said, me, give me the address, tell me what's going down and when. Send me a message. Here's my email. So they were clamoring after me for the address for our party. So I just love that we have a message that people want to hear. They want to know how they can cleanse in spring. They want to know what we have. It's exciting.
Awesome. I love your starting us off this morning, Mel. And let me just tell you this. This goes out to everybody on the call. Did you sense her excitement? Did you sense her level of energy? And is there any wonder why she's attracting back to her people that want to do this with her? That's just my message to everybody out there. Mel, thanks so much.
Hugs.
Barbie Lee.
Am I unmuted?
You are unmuted, but you're still crackly.
That's my voice. Get over it. Okay, so I've got a whole list of exciting things today. So I woke up this morning and thought that Isagenix was 22 in the Direct Seller Association. Woo-hoo! So I'm giving Isagenix a shout-out. And, oh, my God, I was talking to somebody about the front-end bonuses, and he's like, and how much can I earn? And how much? much and how much? And seriously, and I guess he's giving me more money. I'm like, yes. And Susan's doing her CEO calls. I totally love Susan doing her CEO calls. And oh my God, Zoom. Can I tell you how Zoom is revolutionary business? I can like just half of it.
Wow.
But I do Zoom and I like on the whole with my team. It's so fun. And I don't like to compare to other companies, but we rock when it comes to other companies. Because I've been a lady in, you know, the big tea company. She's been there 18 years. She's one of their top income earners. And I'm not going to tell you how sad her income is. Anyways, as we signed up a young lady on Shakes, because she's going to China, and she's taking them with us. I'm so excited.
I wish I could have made half of that out. I made the other half, and what I heard sounded pretty exciting, Barbie Lee. I heard 22 on the direct sellers list. We're going to talk about that in a minute. I heard a lot of things about somebody with another company, and maybe they're enrolling with you. Your phone is so crackly, it's just really, really hard to understand you and hard to make out. But I sensed your energy. I sensed your excitement, and for that, I'm very, very happy.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, honey, maybe we need to look into your connection there somehow or other. I'm not really sure what's going on, but the last couple of weeks, it's been, I can hardly understand what you're saying. But that makes me listen harder, so that's a good thing. Who else wants to bring us up with some energy and gratitude this morning?
Hey, it's Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn, good morning.
Good morning. I'm sorry, my garage door is opening. I'm just going to step back here. I just want to give a big shout-out to Gail Racanelli. Gail organized a spring sizzle challenge, and just this past couple of days, the group reached over 1,000 people who are cleansing together and doing the 30-day program or the 9-day woven into the 30-day. So I just want to say, what happens when you set an intention, you have a vision, and you're all about giving and sharing, because all those people aren't in Gail's team. She invited a lot of team success leaders and other leaders who wanted to partner with her. And Melanie, you know, and Gail's also doing these Zoom calls. So two of your people are constantly on those Zoom calls. So she's definitely in service mode, and I just want to say thank you to her.
Thank you, thank you.
Awesome, awesome. Gail Racanelli is a star, outstanding rock star, and she was mentioned last night. We had a little training here in town. Wendy Coles did a little training for the team here in town, and Gail and her program were mentioned at that training last night. So another big, huge shout-out to the amazing Racanelli clan up there doing a fantastic job. Thanks, Carolyn, for sharing that one. That's awesome. All right, guys, we always start a little Friday segment out with what's new with ICU, what's going on around the world. Barbie Lee kind of mentioned it to you, but maybe you probably didn't hear it because it was so crackly. But Isagenics was recognized last night at a big meeting of the Direct Sellers Association as number 22. Now, get that, guys. Number 22 of the hundreds of companies that are out there. We were recognized as number 22 after just 14 small years of being in business. Now, I don't know if that impacts as many of you on this phone call as it should, but it ought to, because there are companies out there that have been in business for 100 years and, you know, anywhere in between 20, 10, and 100 years and more, and we're rated 22 after 14 years. $890 million worth of sales last year, guys. Give yourselves a big pat on the back. That's a lot of lives changed. That's a lot of momentum. That's a lot of things happening in the world. So big, huge kudos to Isagenics and, of course, us, because we kind of help Isagenics go round and round and round. So that's what's new. Also, the summer program, I don't think you can start mentioning this too early. You know, it's starting to get hot in Phoenix. It was 99 here a day before yesterday. And what that means is that chocolate starts melting pretty quickly. So in the summer, if you're new to Isagenics, we always do a summer cooler program where you have to order certain amounts and they charge you a little extra because they have to put it in a cooler with special ice packs, so that your ice delights don't melt and that your Krispy Kreme bars don't melt. So that starts on May 3rd. So those of you that do not want to pay the extra little amount for the cooler products arriving to your home, get those orders in before May 3rd. And that's coming up really, really quick, guys. Again, today is already April the 8th. So we're only, it's already less than a month away from this new cooler program starting. So also, a little FYI, and this is going to lead us right into the call, 37 days to May 14th. Why is that important? 37 days to May 14th.
Crystal Director.
Crystal Director, you know, all the names, all these people that are shouting out the answers are the trainers. We all know that. Anybody else out there know that Crystal Director is coming up May 14th? Anybody out there going for Crystal Director?
Carolyn
is. Anybody else going for Crystal Director?
I've got three. I need three more.
Yay. Gosh, I hope that I'm not wasting this call on deaf ears, because this whole call today is about checking in with where we're at on going Crystal Director. So really, are Maura and Carolyn the only people going for Crystal Director on this call?
But I'll be reaching Director too.
There we go. There's some more people. Anybody else want to step out now and finally admit that they are going for Crystal Director?
Okay, I'll admit it.
All right, Michael. Good for you. Thank you very much. Well, guys, just a little FYI for those of you that do not know what Crystal Director is. Maybe you're new to the call and you don't even have a clue what I'm talking about. Well, at New Year's kickoff, Isagenics did what we call a reset, a crystal reset, which allows each and every one of us on this call, after if we were enrolled by a certain date, to go back through the ranks and garner all of the bonuses that come with those rank advancements. And not to mention that if you have never ever achieved the rank of Crystal Director, you can now still go for Crystal Director. But we need to be getting this all done by May 14th. And just a little FYI, yes, there's 37 days left between now, counting today, and May 14th. Now, I've gone so far as to say that there are 5 Sundays in between now and May 14th, and let's just eliminate those. So let's say that we have 32 days left between now and May 14th. Would anybody like to know what kind of activity you need to be applying yourself towards or having in your business to make that happen?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Great. All right. Who wants to come and play with me? Maybe somebody new on the call that isn't really all that familiar with what Director means or what Crystal Director means. Who would like to come and play with me a little bit?
Susanna will.
All right, Susanna. Thank you very much. Stepping out with a fellow Coloradoan. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Susanna, for the folks on this call, how many orders are necessary to become a Crystal Director? And explain me the breakdown.
Okay. I believe 10, no wait, 6 times 2. And am I right there for starters?
Well, let's start off. How many people direct to you?
Direct to me, I need, is it 6?
6. Okay, so let's take that. We've got a 6 in the holding pattern. How many do each one of those 6 have to have?
They each need 2.
So 6 times 2 is 12. So if we add the 6 that you have to have and the 12 that they have to have, that's 18 orders that we need to fill, correct?
Correct.
All right, now, for years and years and years and years and years, Susan Sly has taught us, and we continue on this call to teach each and every one of you guys, that statistically, for every 10 looks, that means every time that you have somebody watch ISA movie or the Jill Birth video or see a presentation or a one-on-one conversation or whatever that happens to look like, you're probably going to enroll 2 people. I'm going to say that one more time. For every 10 people that you have look at Isagenics information, the average person now will enroll about 2 people. Now, Carolyn and Maura and myself, probably those averages are a little higher. If you're brand new, it might be just a little lower. But the average is about 2 for every 10 looking. So can we accept that as fact this morning?
Yes.
Okay, so Susanna, if, let's just say you're starting out brand new today, you don't have anybody going, you don't have any enrollees, you don't have any personally enrolled, nothing going on your team, and you say, you know what, I can do this Crystal Director by May 14th, 32 days. What do I need to do, Kev? Here's the breakdown. Are you ready?
Ready.
You have 18 spots to fill. You just did the math for me, correct? 18 spots to fill.
Correct.
Susan calls those 18 orders. We have 18 orders to fill to become Crystal Director. And for those of you that are new on the call, I'm going to paint this out for you. 6 people that you have personally enrolled to yourself, They can be on either team or both teams. There doesn't need to be any specific breakdown. It could be all on one team if you want it to be. But those six people have to also become consultant, which means they have to have a person on their left, a person on their right. All of these people, in order for you to qualify as crystal director, need to be active with 100 points worth of PV, their own PV, your BV, at the same moment in time, before now, between now and May 14th. Is that crystal clear for everybody? 18 orders with everybody having 100 points all at the same time, same moment in time, will get you your crystal directorship by May 14th. Everybody clear on that?
Yes.
Okay. And for every 10 people looking, you're going to enroll two. So let's just do some math real quick here. We need 18 orders. So let's divide that by the two that are going to enroll, which means that's a 9, right? The factor is 9. So we take that 9 times the 10 people that need to look every day. That's 9, or 10 people that need to look to get those two. That's 90 people that need to be looking at Isagenics information to get 18 orders. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And we have, and I said, you know, taking Sundays out of it, we now have 32 days to get this done. If we want 90 people looking at information over the next 32 days, if you do a quick rounding up, that's 3 looks a day. How many times have we talked about 3 looks a day on this call?
Forever.
Three by three by three. We talk about it all the time. 3 looks, 3 follow-ups, and 3 point greatnesses. So this should come as no surprise that even if you started today with absolutely 0 people on your team, if you get out there and hustle, if you get out there and show the Isagenics story, the Isagenics family pictures, whatever you want to do, before and after, just have a conversation, however you want to make that happen, if you get out there, and I keep saying if, and I really mean to say when you get out there and make this happen 3 times a day for the next 32 days, you will become a crystal director. Now, guys, I don't know if you know this or not. If you've been living under a rock, maybe you've missed all the stories, but there's a $750 one-time bonus for becoming a crystal director, not to mention for every brand new consultant you create, you're going to make $100. So, guys, if you've got 0 people on your team right now, you're looking at $600 for a consultant bonuses plus $750 for a crystal director bonus. That's $1,350. Would $1,350 change anybody's perspective on life here in another 32 days?
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm gonna go back to our call on Monday where we talked a lot about what's happening this week with all the incentives I've given this a lot of thought. I've been in business. I was in corporate America for 25 years. I've owned my own business now for 20 years. And there's something to be said for keeping customers. We all think that the impetus to go out is to go out there and get new customers, which if you think about free enrollment, if you think about free shipping, that always helps get new customers. But what do we do to get that customer back? So I believe that this $25, I call it a bounce back coupon, this $25 incentive that when we enroll somebody today in their back office is going to appear within 7 to 10 days, a $25 coupon good on their next order. What is that going to incent them to do?
Buy more.
Stay on board for another month, right? They're going to come back next month. Do you realize a lot of customers out there don't come back next month because we don't do our eight steps to launching an associate properly? We don't take the responsibility of being their sponsor. Many don't come back. This bounce back coupon is going to bring those customers back. And I think that's brilliant. That's something I've always stood for in business is to take care of the customers we already have on board. So, guys, utilize this $25 bounce back coupon as an incentive to bring people on saying, hey, and next month you're going to get $25 off whatever you want to order. How cool is that? Now, in addition to that, guys, and I don't know how many of you have gone out there and washed it, But if you have not yet gone to isogenicslive.com and watched the presentation, the little launch party, you know, they bill it as a 20-minute launch party. I think Moore said it's even less than 15. I didn't even watch the time. I was enjoying it so much, I just said, this is cool. If you have not yet got to isogenicslive.com to watch that presentation, you have done yourself a disservice, and you have wasted 5 days. Because there is a beautiful, beautiful launch party presentation at isogenicslive.com this week. It's for yours for the asking, and here's the beautiful part about it. It's on demand. Now, I don't know if anybody out there gets what that means. If you're not tech savvy, this is what that means. If I choose right now to go watch it, I can click on it and it starts from the very beginning right now. If I get tired and I want to shut it off, I can choose to watch it again in 15 minutes and it starts then. Hang on, guys. We got a little chatter going on. Hold on just for a second. All right. I think I got that. Okay, there we go. Anyway, so on-demand launch party right now. And I shared it yesterday, but I'm going to share my story again today. Guys, this week I have taken the opportunity to connect with everybody I have ever invited over to my home for a launch party that couldn't make it. And I mean everybody. And I reached out in texts, I reached out in Facebook chats, I reached out in emails, and this is the gist of what I said. I'm not going to tell you exactly because I speak from when I type, I just chatter like I talk. So this is basically what I said is, hey, so-and-so, it's been a while since we've chatted, and I apologize for that. I understand life gets in the way. You're busy, I'm busy, and I apologize for not connecting sooner. You know, we've tried over and over again to get you to the home, and life kind of has gotten in the way. Something remarkable has happened this week. Our company has come out with a launch party or with a video that you can watch at your leisure in the comfort of your own home. Would you watch this video if I sent you a link to the video? And everybody that I've connected with so far, oh, by the way, I also said, and this is key, because this really takes a lot of pressure off of people. I also said, this may or may not be for you. This may or may not be for you. What does that do? That takes all the pressure off of them. I'm not going to be out there asking them for their credit card and their Social Security number right away. All right? That's not how it works. I just want them to watch this. I just want them to watch the video. And this is what I said. This may or may not be for you, but if when you watch it, someone that you know pops into your mind, I would love the referrals because you know I build my business on referrals. And, guys, I have gotten some really good response back from those emails, chats, and texts this week saying, I love to, Kevin, love to watch that, love the chat. I'll let you know. We actually have an appointment next Thursday of people that have watched it, and we're meeting with them one-on-one next Thursday. So, guys, it works. Utilize the tools. We don't need to be reinventing the wheel. But if you are one of those people today who have nobody on board, if you utilize these tools right now, oh, and by the way, Carolyn, to answer your question, I know you chatted me a question. I talked to Jackie Shoemake, and they are giving it serious consideration about putting this presentation on isamovie.com. So they just wanted to know if we would use it. I said, absolutely, we'd use it. We all love it. So they are giving serious consideration to actually putting it permanently on isamovie.com. So back to the story is if we are utilizing the tools, getting this video in front of three people every day. And we can do that. We can get this video in front of three people every day. You have still the ability to become Crystal Director by May 14th. Is anybody excited about that? Had anybody written themselves off who is now back in the game?
I am.
I am.
I am.
So excited.
Thank you.
Now, is there anybody on this call that would like me to do the math for them that has somebody already on their team that would say, okay, well, how many people do I have to have look? Is there anybody would like to run the math for that? You would like me to run the math for you so you can figure out what you need to be doing every day?
Everybody.
Carol
would. Carol, okay, Carol, let's talk. Carol, okay. How many people do you have personally enrolled?
Two. What, three?
You have three personally enrolled. Do either one of those?
Yeah, tonight it'll be four.
Okay, let's just assume that today is four then. Let's say we have four personally enrolled. Do any of those four people have personally enrolled as well?
Yes. Two of
okay,
them.
Okay, tell me what you got.
Just two of them have one person.
Two of them have one person. So that's six people out of the 18 orders that you currently have, right?
Right.
So, in other words, you need 12 orders filled.
Okay.
Are we clear on that? 12 orders filled. And there's a lot of hustling and bustling in the background. Guys, if you could stop
yes,
that.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. Let me move.
Oh, we have 12
I'm
orders.
I'm always at work.
Okay, we have 12 orders to fill, correct?
Okay. Uh-huh.
For every 10 people you get looking, two will enroll. So let's divide that 12 by the two that you need to enroll. That's six. Six multiplied by the 10 that need to look, that's 60 looks, divided by 32, roughly two people a day, Carol. Two people a day is what you need to be looking at Isagenix information.
Now, giving me hope.
You could stretch that out to May 14th, or you could up your performance to three a day and get it done by May 1st. Yeah. What would you rather do?
May 1st sounds good.
All right, so are you gonna go for it, Carol?
Well, except we're moving May 1st.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute.
So I got a little complication there. Life gets in the way.
Okay, if you know that you're moving,
the 7th.
Yep. What can you do to offset that big if? Because if is a big, you know, if is a small word, but it takes a lot of space. So what can you do to offset that if by other activities?
Up my activity right now.
There you go. There you go. Out of the mouth. Thank you. Thank you for the training this morning. Up your activity now. You know what? Why put off till tomorrow what we can do today? How many times have we all heard that? How many times did your mother tell you that when we were growing up? Why do you put off till tomorrow, Kev, what you could do today? Boy, if I had a nickel for every time I heard that. So, guys, don't put off till tomorrow what you should be doing today. $1,350 is staring you in the face between now and May 14th when you become Crystal Director. It's possible, even with zero people on your team today, to make it happen. Get the word if out of your mind and put the word activity in its place and get busy. Is everybody clear on that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Three people.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to ask one more time because we're at the bottom of the hour. How many of you on this call, because of the math that I just did for you and the proof that I just gave you that it can be done, have changed your opinion of yourself between now and May 14th that you can get it done where you have possibly written yourself off?
I have.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's already done.
Yes. You're awesome. Yes.
Okay. Well, who would right now like to claim in front of the universe and all of their Isagenix friends on this call stating that they will be Crystal Director by May 14th right now?
I would like to, but I have to tell you, I have some hesitation for the simple fact that I've said that before.
Okay, and what did you allow to creep into your mind?
I don't think that I'm aware. I must not be aware.
Okay, so thank you for this because it's a great training. Who am I speaking with?
This is Jamie in Colorado, Jamie Westbrook.
Great, Jamie. Thank you very much for stepping on the call this morning. Thanks for stepping out, and thank you for your honesty, because I'm going to tell you, you represent other people on this call who did not step out with that transparency. So this is what I have to tell you. There are a lot of people on this call, Jamie, that are here to support you. And we all have moments of doubt. We all have those suspicions in our mind that, yeah, I'd like to get this done, but. I'd like to get this done, but. I'd like to do that, but. I should call them, but, okay? When that but shows up, stop it, because we have the ability to overcome that with activity. And I'm going to tell you, the universe rewards those people that are active out there. And even if it's not the way you think it's going to be, God, who I call my universe, God is going to pay you back. God is going to give you something because of your efforts. I know that to be fact because it happens to me every time I make the decision to do something instead of sit back and not do something. So all I'm going to do is tell you this, Jamie, get busy. Get busy. Don't let that doubt get in your mind. Do whatever it takes, because I know that somewhere in your life, somewhere between today and whenever you were born, you went after something you wanted bad enough till you got it. And that's how it has to be with this crystal directorship. We need to want it bad enough to do anything, no matter what gets in the way, no matter if it's moving, no matter if it's, you know, somebody has asked you to do something for them and it's going to take you out of the game for a day or whatever it is, you've got to decide right now that we're going to do whatever it takes. Susan calls it WIT, whatever it takes. And some days you might have to have five people look at information. Some days because you're going to have to take tomorrow off for something or other. I don't know what that is, but all I know is that we have to do whatever it takes. And as I just talked to Carol about, do you want to wait till May 14th to get it done or May 1st? So if you need to up that to five looks a day or 10 looks a day, do whatever it takes. So if we can be here, your support system, Jamie, that's what we're on this call to do. Come every morning and get your little shot of Isagenix heroin every morning on this call and do whatever it takes.
Kevin, can I tell Jamie something?
Please do.
This is Evelyn. Hey, I got, what's the right word, superstitious, because every time I'd tell somebody I was going to do something, it would fall through. And I have been studying this CD from Paul Evans, and he says that if you want to be successful, you have to up your failure rate. It's mm-hmm. like go for the no, only it's a different
wow.
way to look at it. And if you want to be successful, then up your failure rate, and it works.
I've heard that before. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Evelyn. And I'm going to leave you guys with one thing, and then I'm going to, I don't know if Carolyn's still on the call or not, or if she left, but I'm going to say one thing, and then I'm going to ask Carolyn if she wants to step out here.
Kevin?
Hello?
Hey, Kevin, this is Ruby. Can I throw in something real quick?
Sure.
Hey, Jamie, if you want to put, I know one of the things that Susan and this team had done before was, like, you know, we partner up when we're going after a goal. And so I'm in the same shoes you are, and sometimes the same thoughts. But if you want to contact me on Facebook and you want to be accountability partner for this one, I'd be happy to do that with you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Ruby. And just a little FYI, after we shut off the recording on this call, if we want to leave the line open for a minute and you guys want to share numbers or something, feel free to do that as well. But I'm going to leave you with this, guys.
Kevin, quick suggestion is have people go to the Health, Wealth, and Freedom Team page and offer to be partnered with people there.
Oh,
great
okay.
idea.
Thanks,
Maura. All right. Here's my challenge for y'all, and I'm going to tell you it would be time well spent. And, Jamie, this goes especially to you. Take time today to go to YouTube and listen to Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. It will serve you tremendously. You can go out and listen to it on Audible, or you can go to Amazon and buy it, or you can go to YouTube and watch it for free. It's up to you. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. It'll change your butt.
I have, and I'll listen to it again.
Kevin.
I can't believe I just said that. Does this book look like, make my butt look big? All right, Carol, what's on tap for
your
Monday?
Mindset?
Hello.
Are you there? Hello, Carolyn. What's on top for Monday?
Well, we haven't figured that out yet, so you guys don't have to tune in on Monday. And I think mindset is such an important piece because when we're listening to people and we give them the task and then your monkey mind sets in. So I think next week we got to start working on strengthening your mindset so that that belief level, and as Kevin said, you know, when you look back, what did you accomplish that you would not be denied? And I think what happens here is we allow ourselves to be denied, and then we beat ourselves up. So I think we've got to work on that.
Awesome. I can barely wait. All right, guys.
Kevin.
Yes.
Kevin, it's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Just a quick thing. When you send your email with the video, the launch party, do you wait for them to say, yes, please send it to me, or do you send it at the same time?
Actually, depends on who it is. If I know them very, very well, I actually include it in the chat or the email. If I don't know them all that well, we just talked it over the past, I get their permission first before sending it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. Hello. Get out there and get her done. Make your butt look smaller.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin.
Yes.
Hey, when would this call be available for on the podcast?
Darn good question. That depends on Mr. Larry Fuchs. Probably sometime later today.
Okay, thank you, doll. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. Ciao.